We'll get started again. Thank you, Robert. I think we're on agenda item number 6, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2012 third quarter budget report by John Hawes.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this is our routine quarterly report on our, in this case, the third quarter, the end of the third quarter budget report for fiscal 12. You receive the sort of the detailed reports in your material. I'll take just a couple of minutes just to go through some of the highlights of it. Obviously, as we get a little further into the year, as we are at third quarter, you can begin to see some trends and some things happening. Of course, we've actually gone and projected the rest of the year. We do that in the budget process itself that I just was briefing. But through the third quarter, you can see our revenues. If you look to the second to last column out there, the last column's just the total annual budget, but the column just in on the right, revenues are up about $2 million. That's primarily all interruptible water sales. As you all remember, you authorized a significant amount of interruptible water sale back in January. That water has almost all been sold through the third quarter. About the first half of it was actually received, and that was about roughly the $2 million that you see there that was sold to those customers. That may or may not repeat itself in future years, but that's what's occurred here in 12. As a sidelight, in the next quarter, when you see the fourth quarter report in October, you'll see about another $1.7 million over budget, which of course is very good news of revenues. That represents the last piece of the interruptible water sale. Dow Chemical just recently, a couple of weeks ago, wired us the money for their purchase of water. They bought about 24,000 acre feet of water, and then NRG bought another 3,000 acre feet of water. So that's not on this report. It'll be on the fourth quarter one because it happened after the third quarter ended. But that's why revenues are up, expenses are down. Again, that's fairly characteristic based, again, as I said, on payroll savings in some cases, but also just expenditures in other areas. Some of that's timing. We may end up catching up a little of that in this last quarter. But nevertheless, expenditures will end up under budget. Our project thing is pretty close on track. In fact, we're slightly overspend. That's timing that we'll have, and we'll come in line at the end of the year there. On the capital project side, you can see we are pretty much right on track of where we sort of thought we'd be at this point. There's going to be significant spending, though, in the last quarter. You're going to see that spending more than double. There's only about $4 million of spending through three quarters, but we project there's going to be about $11 million of spending by the end of the year. So you're going to have about another $7 million. It's all going to occur in the fourth quarter, primarily things like the COC project at PK and some other things that we've got that are going to be doing a lot more of that in this last quarter. So anyway, you can see down at the bottom that on year-to-date actual, about the third column in from the right, our unrestricted reserves are about $73 million at that particular point in time. You can see we projected it to be in our budget about 36, but if you remember back to my previous presentation, it'll actually end up being around 55, somewhere in the mid-50s or so. So somewhere between those two when we finally get to the end of the year, at the end of the fourth quarter. So anyway, that's just a summary of the report. I'll be happy to answer any questions in detail through the third quarter. It's just a report only. There's no action required on that. Obviously, we'll bring the fourth quarter budget results in October to you all.
Any questions?